What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is the Mr. Madrid Show. Today we have a recurring guest that we can't get enough of, Mrs. Madrid.
I should be on the payroll.
The lovely Mrs. Bailey Madrid.
Bailey. Yeah, Bailey.
AKA Bailey.
She's cool.
She's such a pain in my behind.
Did you hear that?
Yes, she did. Like, the theme in our brains lately has been just
match energy
and relationships, meaning that we'll start off with the fact that me, which I would say for the most part, newcomers, I would always start them off at 100. My wife is the opposite. She does not
skirt, pump the brakes.
You have to win her over. Baby steps. You know, and along with that, I've learned the hard way through trial and error that you should never start anybody off at 100.
No.
That needs to be earned. Something you have to work for.
Mutual.
And it's not something I'm saying I'm you know, it's only for you to be part of my life. It's for anybody. This is unsolicited advice, as I like to call it. I would never suggest, through my, what is it called, research and development, that you should ever start anybody off at 100.
No, and then
what was the thing that I saw the day that DMX said, if it rattles like a snake and slithers like a snake.
Yeah. And then always trust the snake to bite you.
Yeah, that's what he said. 50 Cent said, if it hisses like a snake, slithers like a snake, you don't have to wait.
DMX said, trust the snake to bite you. Mm-hmm. Trust the snake to do what a snake would do, which is bite you.
Exactly. And then also, like, what was the other one? He's like, if somebody tells you who they are, believe them the first time. You don't have to go over and over and over. And I think a lot of that has to do with, like trauma, childhood, how you grow up, relationships that you've had, anywhere from being an adolescent to being an adult.
Yeah.
It's like you're conditioned to be a certain way. And then as soon as you kind of like snap out of that, and you become woke. Now, that's not what I meant. I don't mean woke like that. I was kidding.
No, you set up a boundary. Once you set up a boundary, all of a sudden you've changed.
Yes.
You're not the same anymore. You're different. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, I am. And what?
I agree. It's a healthy thing to set up healthy boundaries. There's nothing wrong with putting a line in the sand, if you will, that cannot be crossed.
Mm-hmm. It's not fair. You have to match energy. And none of that bull of like, but that's not who I am. I can't be petty.
You're saying that because of me.
I mean, well,
I always say that.
It quacks like a duck. Sounds like a duck.
I'm the type of individual that always wants to be true to me in the way that I am.
Even if you're being walked all over.
Yes, she is right. Like, even if, you know, the person is being grimy or whatever it is, it's like, I can't change who I am. But, you don't have to be un pendejo either.
No.
And
you
I
could
feel
just
like,
match energy, where it's like, okay, so if we're not on that level of liking each other's pictures, then we're not on that level. If we're not on the level of, hey, I'll pick up lunch today, you could get lunch tomorrow, if we're not on that level, we're not on that level. Yeah. And that's fine. And that should be a mutual
understanding.
It shouldn't be, I'm picking you up a cup of coffee every single day type of situation, and you can never pick up a cup of coffee for me. But you'll pick up a cup of coffee for somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you get mad the one day that I'm like, I forgot my money at home, I can't pick up a cup of coffee. Now you're mad at me. Because
all this
I stopped doing.
Talk, now I want coffee.
Yeah.
Check out the new mug, ladies and gentlemen. But she is right.
So I don't think that's necessarily petty. It's just a matter of, we'll just all stay on the same level. Because
I don't know, but it's also like the fact, like, you have to invest energy in matching people's energy.
No, I feel like it's the opposite. I feel like it's, you waste more energy trying to do this whole true to myself, where I'm going to I'm always going to go above and beyond for you, and I'll do all this extra stuff when you can't even send me, like, hey, what's up text. There's more energy in me having to pick up my phone and I have to call you and see how you're doing, what's up with you, what's going on, but you can't even send me one text. But I need to, I do it every day. Isn't that more energy?
It's also like in that same vein as the toxic levels too.
Yeah, I saw this funny video. It wasn't funny, but it was funny because this lady asked this guy, and they were like on a panel, and she was asking him for advice, and she was saying, how much is too much toxic, or when is it time to cut off? How much should you tolerate toxicity wise with family and friends? And then his response was, how much poison do you drink until you die?
Oof. Yeah. So
there's a fine line.
Sometimes you have loved ones that you choose not to cut off and continue having a relationship with. And it just is what it is.
Yeah, so what? How much is too much? Until you blow up and all of a sudden you're cursing them out? Or do you just gradually be like, all right, I'm gonna take a couple steps back and meet you back where you're at? Because if I'm at 100% and you're over there at 20%, I think it's less energy for me to kind of back it up a little bit. Let me meet you back at 20. Maybe one day we'll get to 100. Maybe I moved too fast.
I don't know. It's a tough thing to do, especially if it's somebody that you actually love and it's near and dear to your heart. It's a tough world to be in.
You could love somebody and still love them from afar.
Yeah, no. Respectfully. 100%.
Respectfully.
100%.
And then, not to get all like deep and shit, but it's like, you should choose to love yourself more than love their comfort. Because you're complacent.
You're dropping bars tonight, babe.
Facts. You're complacent to what they like from you.
Can you say that again?
Complacent?
No. Fuck that.
I already forgot what I said.
The other thing.
It's ADHD.
It was dope.
You should love yourself more than that. That's what I said.
You didn't.
But I said you should love yourself more. Because I did see something once that did say, like, I think it was like a trauma response or something, but it's along the lines of, if you get into an argument with somebody, it doesn't have to be an explosive argument. Mm-hmm. You could just be having a conversation, but it's a disagreement. And then instead of you trying to either have them understand or just meet in the middle, you just shut down and you stay quiet.
I think I do that often.
But you're not staying quiet for yourself. You're staying quiet for the other person.
Yeah, so I'm about to say some shit I regret.
Quiet for the other person. So it's not necessarily... Well, there's a difference. Because you could kind of stay quiet to be like, whatever, I just don't want to talk about this anymore.
Bailey, come here.
Or, what is it? Or you could have... I don't know. It's a little tricky. But it's like, sometimes you realize that you stay in that quietness or like that, the immediate submission. Bailey, stop, it's close. You stay in the area of submission because you don't want to like ruffle any feathers.
Yeah, I agree.
So where's the line that you're supposed to draw? I feel like I'm somebody who I'm always looking for the line.
What do you mean?
I'm looking for where the line is versus just kind of like blindly going into...
Oh, because what you're saying is it almost sounds like looking for the line, like how far can you go?
No,
that's what it sounds like you're saying.
I'm looking for like my line, like my boundary.
Oh,
so I'm like,
okay.
My line is right there. So if I see you on the other side, then it's like, all right, I'm going to stay on this side.
Mm-hmm.
because I'm not crossing it, because I need to appreciate the boundary that I set for myself.
Yeah,
I set it for myself for a reason, and I don't really think there's people out there that I need to cross the line for.
Yeah, that's another thing that we talk about too, is like, see, and this is no pun intended, I'm not sneak dissing.
You know who you are.
I'm not sneak dissing.
You know who you are.
But it's almost like I'm that type of friend that you call in 2 a.m. and I go.
Well, I mean, that's if there's an emergency.
No, but still, like, I'm just trying to, you know, describe the type of friend that I am. Like, I'm at that level. And then it's like.
Well, yeah, that's.
Through past friendships, I've learned, and it's almost like seeing the whole thing on social media, where it's like the older you get, it's like the quieter you get, the more you value not only your peace, but just being by yourself.
Because that's the less energy that you want to put into. Yeah,
and it's less disappointment. That's another reason why I became a Christian and started seeking God and things of that nature, because I feel like people will constantly disappoint you.
People will people.
And I am people. I'm not saying that I won't disappoint somebody, but I just feel like, you know, it is tough to always be at 100 with anybody.
It shouldn't be.
But I've always felt like I had to be. And I'm not saying I'm the perfect friend or perfect brother, you know, whatever it is, you know. But I think solid dude for the most part.
It's funny because it's either you were raised that way or you were raised the opposite, where you were like, oh, I don't want to be this. Like what we said earlier, damned if you do, damned if you don't. Mm-hmm. So it's like either you grew up with the kids. With the kids either being entitled. So the kids were either damned if you do, damned if you don't. The kids will either grow up thinking, whatever, the world is, it is what it is. Nobody really cares. Just got to worry about myself. They grow up thinking, well, everybody cared for me when I was younger. So why doesn't the world care now? Like what's happening? So either way, there's a shift.
See, that topic right there is difficult because as a parent, right, you want to make sure that you don't repeat what's happened to you as a kid, like those negative experiences.
Break generational curses.
And then at the same time, you want to give your kids, I can't even say everything I didn't have. I just want to give my kids the world. Right?
Yeah.
But then
what that you didn't creates, have or what you had and then some.
Because
you had games when you were growing when you were growing up, but we're not out here buying them Sega Genesis.
And then some is the perfect thing. It's like give them everything and then some. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, where's the balance where you don't raise kids that are entitled and spoiled? And to be honest with you, like that's what we're facing right now as parents. Our kids are spoiled.
Yeah, so we're trying to make them work for things now.
Correct.
And like, then, they need to earn it. And they have gotten better. Because now when we talk about something costing a lot of money, like a vacation or whatever it is, they're like,
come here, Billy. Come.
The kids are like, can we start a business then so we could raise money?
Yes, come here.
So they're.
When Anthony broke his glass, that was all amazing. Yeah.
He broke his glasses and he wanted to clean some of the neighbor's houses to earn money to get his replacement glasses.
Come on, chill out. Now that was pretty dope. And I think, like, you know, what we're dealing with the kids as far as, like, the entitlement is, like, well, what I was saying is, like, damned if you do, damned if you don't, is, like, you either grow up missing all these things and being traumatized because you didn't have something or you were mistreated, or you're treated like royalty and given everything, and then you're still, it's like,
still unhappy.
How do you find the happy medium?
The happy medium is just being grateful. Being grateful for what you do have.
We have a coffee drinking beagle. If there is coffee, Bustelo preferably.
With hazelnut creamer. That's my girl.
Yeah, she likes it. And she likes
it. We know
it.
It's toxic. We don't willingly give it to her.
Exactly. But she she waits.
She'll find a way.
She'll time it. Mm-hmm. She'll time it.
She'll have her some coffee.
But the thing is, she doesn't have a sip. Is that you come back and there's nothing else there.
Yeah. Or if it's like foam in the middle, you'll see a little hole where her tongue was.
That you, we're talking about you.
They love coffee. Hot coffee. Not iced. Zoe likes iced coffee.
Yes. I caught her like trying to sip from my straw one day when we were in the car.
She likes iced coffee and this one likes hot coffee.
But yeah, I think that the constant theme for us has been just, you know, as you get older, I think it's a mixture. Like, I feel like I care less, but I'm expressing that I hurt more than I ever have before.
Because maybe it's quieter now.
Yeah, and then when I hurt, the hurt is teaching me to protect myself. And I think it's for both of us. Like,
yeah, so you don't let it happen, like, so it doesn't hurt as much next time.
And it's not like, it's not like when I was younger, it was like, when we met, like, I was hurt. So it was like, what? What'd you say? I had a wall up. And I didn't realize that you dug a tunnel on the wall. You was already on the other side. I kept on saying, I have a wall up. And you're like, yeah.
Oh, it was all the time. I was like, okay, whatever. Got to get it.
But
how many times are you going to say the same thing?
That's what I'm saying. It's like a repeat, but now it's just like with regular people. Mm-hmm. Whereas like,
I keep saying it. I just want to be left alone.
That's
like,
the thing.
If you're not going to vibe, like, let's just relax. Let's have a good time. Let's talk about, you know, the world's not ending, but like fun stuff. Like, let's plan a vacation together. Or let's talk about like the holidays coming up.
I definitely don't want to talk about nothing though. Like, it has to be all positive.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the things that are upcoming that are going to be fun, or things that we'd like to get done, or they'd get like to get done, like that. But I don't want to just, I don't care anymore. I don't care. Like, you, do you see how much the interest rates are now? Like, the world is crazy. Like, our creamer has gone from $4 to now almost $7. I don't have time. I don't have the
money.
We're
doing coffee infusions now, right? What is it? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, like, we're now making cold brew at home.
By hand.
Yeah.
One man.
The kids are in the back grinding the beans right now. No, it's just, I don't have time. I don't have time. Like, we have two kids. And now in the fall, basically, we're going to have the kids going to two different schools now.
That's going
to
be real.
So that's a new adventure, because now Emma's going into middle school. Do you remember middle school?
I'm mortified.
Middle school was wild. I'm mortified. It was crazy. Like, that's where you grow up. That's where, like, it gets real.
She had the freaking puberty class. She came home talking about puberty.
But that's different.
I almost lost my chips.
She needed that because, whatever, females go through certain changes, and a lot of her friends have already gone through that change.
Have they?
Yes. Her friends have already gone through that.
I'm starting to sweat, and it's cold outside.
So that's a given. That's fine. And it prepares them going into junior high, because she's on a countdown at this point. It's a matter of time, I guess, until life really hits her. But it's like, we have to, that's our focus now, where it's like, now we're gonna have to worry about her being in middle school and how middle school's treating her and how she's taking middle school, and then how he's gonna do not being in a school with his sister anymore because he's attached to her and she is too.
I don't think they're gonna notice, because it's not like they're in the same class together.
Like, yeah, but the other I'm talking day about like, drop off and pick up.
Yeah,
like they're used to that. Like, he looks for her when they link up in that room.
Sad. That does make
me
sad.
He waits for her, so that way they're together. So it's like, they're like, we have all that happening. Do I really want to sit here and talk about like how somebody didn't like your fucking picture? No, I don't.
Who's talking about the picture?
Just, I'm thinking in general. Like, just drama. I like watching my Love and Hip Hop. I get my drama there.
I can't stand. I tell you all the time, I feel like I get stupider by the second when I watch that.
Like, the confessionals, I love them.
But to each his own. I just...
We're trying to create peace. And it's not peaceful here in Miami. We need to get the girls together.
Scrappy.
I like Scrappy. He's funny.
I just like don't understand Safari, what he's saying. Too. I like all his drama. Why I don't watch it, because I get into all the drama and
he's
I get,
funny. I get he's stupider. Funny. He's hilarious. He's...
Stretch! That's what he says, right?
Yeah, I think so. Stretch! But anyway. I digress.
Loud. That was loud.
Creamer is almost $7.
We are hustling for our lives.
We don't care. We don't care.
I don't know. Like, I would like to end it in a positive note, but it's just like, we always say, like, you got to protect your peace, protect your mental, be careful, with the exception of your hip, Love and Hip Hop, what you're feeding yourself. My wife got me a lovely Kindle for Easter.
The Easter Bunny got you that.
Oh, I thought it was you. Okay, the Easter Bunny got me a Kindle, and it's dope because now at nighttime, I mean, I could have read a regular book, but it's more exciting. It's just dope. Mm-hmm. So I read books that feed the mental, you know? And I'd rather be on that positive note. There's a saying in Spanish, it's like, solo pero no mal acompañado.
Yes.
I'm by myself, but I don't have bad company.
Exactly.
And that's a beautiful thing. Like, I do, being real, to reiterate, just protect your mental, protect your peace, protect those that actually give a shit about you and that you fuck with yourself heavy. By the way, the shirts are in the works. They're shirts that are coming. Fuck with yourself heavy. This will probably be a series where me and you get together, and it'll be called Unsolicited Advice with Mrs. Madrid. Oh yeah.
You get older, you get allergies. I don't have time.
Acid reflux. We spoke about that.
Don't even wake up that demon.
On a more positive note, protect the mental, feed yourself good stuff. We are 2 weeks away now from our anniversary getaway.
3 weeks.
Is it 3 weeks?
Oh no, 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Yeah, we're 2 weeks away from going on our.
A little weekend getaway.
Celebrating 10 years of being married. And then the following week, we're having a little shindig
with the
family. We're looking forward to that. We booked a thing with the kids. And I say this to most people when I talk to them. Like, this is not boasting, showing off. It's none of that.
But if you take it that way, it is what it is.
Yeah, it's true. I always try to, like...
People will believe their truth. So if you're taking it as bragging, I'm bragging.
Yeah, but I would say that's not my style.
It's not the intention. Like,
yeah, it's not the intention. But at the same time, it's almost like, I feel like historically, I would always dim my light for others. Fuck
so
that.
So it doesn't look like you're...
I'm not dimming my light. We're going on an amazing little vacation, just me and the wife.
What a nice, big, fancy place.
Yeah.
And we're buying new clothes just to go away. It's not like the people there have seen what we already have, but we're still going to buy new stuff anyway.
He's so stupid. A lot to be excited about. And the reason that I bring that up is because...
Whoa, what was that?
Mosquitoes are coming out.
What was that? That was a bird. What was that? No, wrap it up. Wrap it up. Wrap it up.
I was going to say, like, the reason that I bring that up is just because, like... We were talking about this too. We'll end here. This is alright.
I'm jumping now.
The reason that I bring it up is because a lot of times, like, we're constantly looking for ways to, like, feed not the ambition, but like the desire to want more and more and more and more. Like, you're never happy, and it's like you gotta pump the brakes, Jack,
and appreciate
and
where
be
you're
thankful.
At.
Thankful. There it is.
Oh, there he is.
Where is it?
I don't know. Where? What's right there?
Yeah, just pump the brakes, be thankful for the things that you have, reflect on all the blessings that God has provided for you,
and appreciate where you're at now too, because maybe where you are now you wanted to be 2 years ago.
Correct.
Be happy that you made it where you're at.
Yeah,
so long as it's good. If you end up in, you know, the back of a shed somewhere,
and there's nothing
reflect.
Wrong with rooting for yourself.
No,
there's nothing wrong with, like, reflecting and being like, damn, I'm a bad motherfucker.
I did that by myself.
You know? And there's nothing wrong with that. Love yourself. I love you.
Love you too.
Thank you for being on the show today. We're wrapping up because
mosquitoes
are coming
life,
out.
Risking my life, babe. Come on.
But tune in on Spotify, Apple Podcast. Look out for those shirts coming soon.
On mood.com.
Heavy. And... hashtag unsolicited advice. Peace.
Oh, yeah.